Those that say if he's a lefty, he should hold the Kiddush cup in his left hand, which is the minig. If he's ambidextrous, then he holds in his right hand. If he by accident uses the wrong hand, he's still Yosef. One of the points of time that the cup was given to the one who's supposed to make the bracha, the mevorach should not talk anymore. The other people should not talk from the point of time that the mevorach started the bracha. We're talking about a case that they want to be yosef his bracha. So one is talking while the person is making a bracha. He's not listening to the bracha, and he will not be yosef. Even if he takes a break between the first bracha and the second bracha, even so, they should not speak. If they speak in between the prophets, and they heard the entire prophets, then b'di'evit, yoytze. Then once again, v'eret l'chatchila, should not do that. The Magen Avraham says that even between one bracha and the next, if a person spoke b'mezid intentionally, that is mekalkel his b'eret l'chatchila, and has to start all over again. But, halacha l'maisa, other achrayim have a suffix about that, and the Mishavu is mechriya, that even if he spoke b'mezid during b'eret l'chatchila, you do not have to say Birchas HaMazon. If you spoke when you were trying to be yoytze somebody else, and as a result of that you cannot hear essential words, then those words are as if you didn't say them, and you won't be yoytze. Yeah. If a person had a big break in the middle of his Birchas HaMazon, for example, he had to go to the bathroom and got stuck in the bathroom for a long period of time. So also here's a discussion whether the fact that he was in a position that he could not say the bracha for a long period of time is that considered hefsek. So if he was there long enough that he could say the entire Birchas HaMazon, so Shabur says that if it happened between one bracha and the next, then the effort just continues. If it was in the middle of a bracha, then he has to start back at the beginning of that bracha. Kalvar is recommended, highly recommended, if the person has to go to the bathroom, he should do it before he starts any bracha. Halachic problem to do it, to start it. One has to go to the bathroom. Yeah. It continues in Machaba, Vimavah, Vesachar, Vimbrochel, Vimbrochel, Vishash, Mavor, Shoyis, Vimati, Yotzu. Like we said before, that if they heard all the words that they spoke in between, the Vimbrochel is Vidyev, the Yotzu. Vafim, Vesachar, Mavor, Hatzma, even the one who sang the Birchas HaMazon himself spoke, Avol, Vimsachar, Vishash, Mavor, Yotzu. If they missed some of the important words when he was Vimbrochel, then they have to say over the Birchas HaMazon. If he missed out a word or two, which is not something which is ma'akiv, then it's as if he didn't say those words, then he wouldn't be able to do the Siv zayin nochon adover shekol echem leisubi yirin belacha shemavorach al-bracha bracha. It's better than being yitzi by the nevorach, which is a wonderful thing. Though even how to smell it, everybody all together. But practically speaking, most people do not have attention span that long, so they will not be focused for the entire time. So therefore it's better that they just say word for word together with him. Afilu achasimus. You should say the entire bracha. The Ramah says, v'yaktim l'tzayin k'sas k'odim avach k'tesh yan omri. If you sing together with him avach, finish a little bit before he finishes his bracha, so you can be able to say omri. V'en leitzim k'osh bracha elo l'toiv ayin. K'osh bracha should be given only to somebody who could see the good others. The toiv ayin hu yivarach. Yeah. Mr. Buddha says, when you have a zimun, it is proper to say word by word together with the mevorach, at least for the first bracha. So it's important that if you are mechubad of zimun, you should say the first bracha aloud. So he says that based on this, it's not a proper thing that after you finish the zimun, everybody should be the mazon without any connection to each other. They should stay connected till the end of the first bracha, say it together with the mevorach. Yeah.